Joining us now on the line is Ken Kennerly, the Honda Classic Executive Director, but he wears a number of other hats, including running a player management firm. IGP Group has three players in the field this week at Q School. Ken, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russ. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be out here at Bear Lakes. I'm even happier not to be being rained on right now, as ominous dark rain clouds are clustering overhead, so we're hoping the rain stays away. I know you're going to be on your way out here momentarily, and you've got some players in the field. What, you know, we were talking about with Bronny Baird in the previous segment how tough this week six rounds of golf is on players. How about agents? How tough is this week on you?
Well, it's difficult, as you and Peter, you know all too well. I mean, so much happens now in the next 2 days. You know, these guys are not only playing for their job and playing for a livelihood on the PGA Tour, but they're also playing for a fair amount of money from the endorsement standpoint as well. So it's really amazing what will happen over the next 2 days.
Ken, a couple of years ago, I saw you interviewed out in California at the end of during one of the Q School events, and at that time, I think you said that a tour card was basically worth a minimum of about $200,000 to $300,000 in endorsement dollars, even for the lowest ranked players. What's it looking like now?
Well, it's changed, obviously, Peter. I mean, you got a number of things at work. Titleist, number one ball on tour, they don't want to give that up, so they've got to maintain their leadership position there. But the numbers have changed. They've come down about 50%. You know, what was $250,000 to $300,000 a few years ago, now, you know, 125, 150 is pretty much the number. So it has fallen off. But again, you've got TaylorMade out there protecting the driver count, and Titleist out there protecting the ball count. But even with that, the numbers have really been chopped.
Ken Kennerly, Honda Classic Executive Director, joining us here. Russ and Peter with you, Golf Exchange.
Ken, you've got three guys out here today. Dickie Pride, who was kind enough to stop by and requested a specific plug for his Alabama Crimson Tide.
which hurt, yes.
We gave it to him.
It hurt to do.
Glenn Day and Matthias Gronberg. Now, Matthias has playing privileges for next year. What's going on with your other guys?
Well, as you said, Matthias is at least okay, but his TaylorMade contract was reduced, as were all the players. Glenn's got another year with Cleveland, but a lot of his retainer is tied to the number of events he plays on the PGA Tour as well. So, you know, he's got to play hard the next couple of days. And then, of course, Dickie, you know, he's a TaylorMade guy along with Matthias, and he's got to play, Peter. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens over the next couple of days. But, you know, as I said, they're playing for their profession, but, you know, lots riding on this.
Ken, for a player that's near the middle of the pack, and there's 166 players here this week, and the leaders as of right now are right around 11 under par, and I would imagine with over two rounds to go, anyone near even par, 1, 2, 3 under par perhaps, I mean, anyone in that range of 8, 9 shots within the lead, with still 2-plus rounds to go, I'd imagine they still think they're in the running. So it's got to be tough here coming down the stretch. Round 5 going to start at 11 o'clock this morning, roughly, hoping to get round 6 completed by darkness tomorrow. For guys that are near that range, anywhere within 9, 10 shots, they've got to be they're probably grinding as hard today and tomorrow as they are if they're within 5 or 6 shots of the lead of a PGA tournament going into a Sunday final round.
Well, I think they are, and I think what we've found over the years, and Peter, you know this all too well, is, you know, the experience will really start to show. I mean, you're going to see, unfortunately, some guys really crumble over the next couple of days as that pressure mounts. And I don't think it'd be surprising to see former winners climb up that leaderboard, guys that have been out there that have been in these pressure cookers before. So I think it's you know, we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, Russ and Ken, Russ and I were talking about this earlier. I don't know if you've seen this. The interesting thing is the way they've set up the courses, they've got the top half of the field playing the links for round 5, and then the top half goes to the lakes course for round 6, which is clearly the much tougher golf course.
For the week, through almost 4 rounds of play, lakes has played about a half stroke tougher than the links.
I think we'll definitely see that, what I like to refer as the vomit factor coming down the stretch.
Right. Basically, Ken, they've got the leaders finishing on the lakes course for the 6th round.
I know, and they do that every year. And of course, you're going to get a couple guys that will surprise people, and they'll come out of nowhere. And you will get probably 1 or 2, 3 players that will finish on the links course tomorrow, that will have played very well today, and, you know, equally as well tomorrow.
Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt, attorney with the law firm of McDonald Hopkins, filling in today for Pat Rooney Jr. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic as we broadcast live this morning from Bear Lakes Country Club in West Palm Beach. Final stage of PGA Tour Q School, joined on the line by Ken Kennerly, the Honda Classic executive director. He also runs a player management firm, IGP Group, and three of his players are in Q School this week playing today. And Ken's on his way out here. Speaking of another one of your players, Ken, Robert Allenby, playing at the Nedbank Challenge in South Africa. He actually went to the 18th hole with a one-shot lead, and Robert has been knocking on the door for many years here. And we were just talking about Robert, finished 12th on the money list last year, 2008, had a very good 2009 season as well, played very good at the President's Cup. And it seems like for Robert, all he's been doing for the last few years is he's been doing everything great besides winning and finishing it on a Sunday. And unfortunately for Robert, he bogeyed the 18th hole and then ended up losing in a playoff to Henrik Stenson. But in my opinion, Robert Allenby is a player who any minute now could break through for a victory, which would be his first in 3 or 4 years.
Well, you're right. And I mean, he's had some putting woes, no doubt about it. He has figured that out. And, you know, everybody from Johnny Miller on NBC to CBS guys and other players, you know, Robert just needs to get over that hump. And when he does, watch out. And he's just going to, you know, really, really have a successful 2010 season.
For the people who are listening who don't follow Robert, they really should, because this is one of the great citizens of Palm Beach County. Really good guy. Lives in the Jupiter area. Never has anything but a kind word to say whoever he meets. I know I'm pulling for him, and I thought we had one there, Ken. He was.
I know. Just now, unfortunately, you guys just informed me that he lost in the playoff. I knew he was in a playoff, but you know, I know he's obviously disappointed, but I understand that 18th hole is very, very difficult there at Sun City.
Ken, last thing for you before we let you go. Obviously, the sport, not only the sports world, but the entire news world has been captivated by this Tiger Woods story over the better part of a week, over the last 9, 10, 11 days. It began with the National Enquirer report on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Then 2 days later, Tiger crashes his Escalade into a tree and a fire hydrant in his home residence in Orlando. And now we've had about a week since that, a little over a week since that crash, and Tiger has issued a statement on his website. I'm curious your thoughts as a tournament director, as a player agent. What are your impressions of this whole Tiger Woods controversial story over the last 10, 11 days?
Well, first of all, I wish the people would leave the guy alone. You know, I mean, to me, it's a personal matter. Yes, he's obviously let a lot of people down, including his wife and his family. But, you know, enough's enough, guys. I mean, I opened up a newspaper this morning, and I just couldn't believe what I'm seeing. And, of course, it's all over the place because it's just the way of the world. And, you know, my opinion there is, you know, leave him be. He's got enough problems on his hands right now. He's got, you know, personal matters he's got to try to rectify. And then, of course, he's got professional matters he's got to really figure out. We don't know what his endorsers, his companies are going to do, you know, as this continues to unfold. But, you know, I'm of the belief, leave the guy alone. Let him solve it behind closed doors.
Ken, I'm with you. I've had enough. It's all speculation, innuendo, and rumor at this point, salacious news, and I'm ready for it to be shelved unless some hard, concrete new facts are going to appear, which, you know, I guess is always possible. But at this point in time, I think it's time for this story to go night-night.
Ken Kennerly is the Honda Classic Executive Director. He also runs the player management firm IGP Group. He's going to be out here among us in a couple of minutes, a few short hours, following his players at Q School. Ken, as always, thank you for the time.
Russ, great with being with you and Peter. I'm actually at a junior tournament right now watching the Future Stars, but I will be out there a little bit later on. So I'll see you guys. Thanks for everything you do for us.
Absolutely.
How's Charlie doing, Ken?
Oh, he three-putted from 3 feet to take a double bogey just now, so he's not doing too well.
Oh,
sorry to hear that.
I think he's got my putting talent, unfortunately.
There he is, Ken Kennerly, Executive Director of the Honda Classic, joining us. Russ Evans and Peter Bernhardt with you, coming right back with our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Predictions. Russ and Peter with